This is the Slay Girl Slay podcast, a space created to uplift, motivate, and inspire women of color to be fearless in their pursuit of their dreams, go after what they deserve, and show up as their most unapologetic, most authentic selves. This audio series was created for every woman who is on the verge of her come up, creating her own vibe, and fiercely transforming her life. So sit down with me, get your notebook, grab a pen, and let's create the life you've always dreamed of. I'm your host, Ashley Legs, and welcome to the Slay Girl Slay podcast. Hey girl, hey, welcome back to the Slay Girl Slay podcast. I hope you all are doing amazing today and your week is off to a beautiful start after the holiday we just had. I hope you all had a beautiful Thanksgiving with your friends and your family members and you ate really good and just enjoyed yourselves. Y'all, just enjoy the time right now. Don't be hard on yourself if you ate too much last week like I did. Too much pie, too much this, too much that. Like, it's okay. It's okay to indulge sometimes and not beat yourself up for having a good time. The week after Thanksgiving, I used to try to detox and hit the gym real hard only for me to be sitting at the table eating pie again around Christmas. Okay. Make it make sense. But girl, if you ate good, you ate good. If you had a good time, then you had a good time. Don't punish yourself this week for that. I had an amazing Thanksgiving. My dad was here in Chicago and we had a whole Thanksgiving week last week. We did a game night with our entire family. Then we did Thanksgiving. Then the next day we took the family downtown Chicago, which is already so beautiful, but during the holidays, it's just giving a little razzle dazzle about itself. And we did a downtown day and had a nice private dinner and then did a farewell breakfast on Saturday. So I quite literally ate my way through the week last week. But I was so happy to see my family. My brothers were here. I don't get to see my dad often, you guys know. So it was so good to just give him a hug and tell him how much I missed him and how grateful I was for him. Also, y'all, we just dropped holiday merch. Yes, girl. Get your Christmas gifts right now. There's a sale happening right now, actually. This is the perfect time to get your holiday gifts for your family, your friends, and even yourself. We just dropped some holiday merch, which is so cute. We've added a new gray hoodie, a new tee, a new red sweatshirt for the girls who love red, and a skull cap for those of you that live in the colder regions. This is a limited edition drop, so after the holiday, you will not be able to buy the holiday merch items. So get yours now, boo. Don't hesitate. Once it's gone, it is gone. So that being said, y'all, my dad was selling my merch at Thanksgiving to the family, like at the table. The merch wasn't even technically out to purchase yet, but he was at the table like, okay, y'all, I know we're all full and we all ate good, but Ash has holiday merch coming out in a few days. Who's getting a sweatshirt? Like he's taking orders at the table. He crazy. So get your merch at shopslaygirlslay.com. Take pics, tag me. Y'all be looking so cute and I love it. We are starting the episode off today with so many updates, but y'all, we have two episodes left of the Slay Girl Slay podcast season 5. And I said, I'm going to keep reminding you guys that this season is coming to an end in a few weeks. And I'm really sad. Also very excited for season 6. Like what? Season 6? How? But this is just a friendly reminder that the show is going on a brief hiatus and we'll be back in the new year with new episodes to come. I already have people reaching out asking me why I'm quitting the show. I swear I am not quitting the show. I promise it is just a break. I'll be back in 2023 with season 6. Count on it. Okay? The season is ending, but not the show, boo. I'll be back. So make sure you're following the show on whatever app you are tuning in on so that you get notified when new episodes start to air. But we're not done yet, all right? So you guys know, I feel like you know this about me, but maybe you don't. I have all brothers. I have an older brother. We are 14 years apart, and I have two younger brothers, and I am 14 years apart from the oldest younger brother, if that makes sense. These past few months, we have been in the thick of college applications and college essays, SATs, ACTs, for my little brother, and for any of you that have gone through that process, whether it be for yourself or for your kids, it can be incredibly frustrating, okay? So the past few months, we've been knocking out essay after essay and sending test scores, and I vividly remember what this process looked like for me. Now, your girl was bright, but she wasn't the sharpest tool in the tool shed, if you know what I'm saying, when it came to school. I excelled in subjects like English and history, foreign language, but math and science? No, it was a nightmare. My GPA wasn't anything to write home about, and going to college wasn't really on the front burner for me. I remember applying to college and then watching all of my friends get into these huge, amazing schools. I had applied for a state school because it was cheaper and it was a little closer to home, but I didn't get accepted. I remember getting the rejection letter in the mail and just feeling like, wow, what am I gonna do? I remember feeling ashamed because all of my friends were leaving and doing trunk parties, and here I was just kind of hanging back with nothing to look forward to. So I registered for community college, and I was determined to take on as many classes as I could because I didn't want to be left behind and I wanted to graduate with my class. So I remember going to school, catching the bus Monday through Friday every day and thinking like, okay, there's nothing I can do. This is where I'm at. I'll do 2 years of community college. I'll apply to school again. My GPA will be higher and I'll get in and I'll graduate with my class. During that first year of community college, I got this big packet in the mail from the same school that I had applied to. And I remember opening it up on the bus because I just grabbed my mail on the way out of the door. It was an acceptance packet to the same school that rejected me several months prior. So I'm sitting on the bus, stuck, right? Confused. Excited, but confused. This had to be a mistake. I hadn't reapplied. I was knee deep in community college classes. How could I be accepted for something that I was just rejected for within the same year? So I get home that night after class. I show my mom. She's just as shocked as I am. And she's like, you know what? Call the school. So we call, and I'm really not trying to call because if it was a mistake, I felt like it would hurt too much getting rejected again. It would almost feel like a smack in the face because why would a school reject me, then accept me without me doing anything to make that happen? We get on the phone with the school and I ask about the letter, and the girl was like, oh, Ashley, yes. We were waiting for your call. I said, I'm sorry, what? I didn't get in. And I kid you not, y'all. This girl says, yes, we're aware. But here at this school, we have an alternate admissions process for minority students who have a lower GPA. But we look at their application from a holistic point of view, not just the grades. We loved your essay, we thought your extracurricular activities were great, and we have a program here that will grant you admission as long as you get that GPA up and keep it up. You've been accepted for the next semester. That is, if you still want to come, y'all. I said, what kind of magic is this? And I remember really thinking, like, God, it was a no. I had nothing else to give them. All I had was that GPA and those grades. I couldn't go back in time and change them. I couldn't turn water into wine. And they said no. How are they coming back and saying yes, and I didn't even reapply? This is impossible. But here's the thing, boo. I have learned that sometimes life, sometimes a situation that you may be in, sometimes it has to feel impossible so that God can do his best work. Sometimes it has to look like you have nothing else to give. There's nothing else that you can do. Sometimes it has to look like things aren't going to work out for God to do his greatest work and show you that it can, that what feels impossible to you is possible with him. And before we move forward, I understand God might mean something different to everybody, and I respect that. When I talk about my faith and my beliefs, I am in no way trying to be disrespectful to you or your beliefs. I am just sharing with you what I know is true for me. And to me, the miracles that have happened in my life, the things that have been birthed from within me, the things that have changed my life, what I have been allowed to do these last few years on this show, did not come when my life was going great. My biggest blessings have come from pushing through my darkest hours. And I don't know if that is the same for y'all, but that is what has been true for me. And don't get me wrong, I am blessed to open my eyes, blessed to use my body the way that I am supposed to, blessed to have family members that love me. Don't get me wrong, God blesses me daily. But the blessings that change your life, the blessings that rock your world, blow your mind, often come from the hardest, ugliest, sometimes darkest seasons of your life. And I don't say that to scare you or to deter you from chasing your dreams or learning who and what God is for you. But I say that to remind you that no matter how hard or dark or ugly things get sometimes, he always comes through. It always ends up working out. Things always end up changing. You always end up on the other side of something. There is always something good to find. You understand what I'm saying? And you may not be at that point yet where you're like, wow, this worked out. Maybe you're still in the thick of it and you're like, sis, no, I'm ready to give up. This is for the birds. Today, I just wanted to remind you to keep going because it always works itself out. To let go and to trust that things will work out exactly the way that they should. And yes, it may feel impossible. The dreams that you have, the goals that you set, the things that you want to do may feel impossible. And if it was left up to us, it is. But there is nothing impossible for God. I swear, I am not trying to preach to you today. And I don't know who needed to hear that. But the things we make big, things that are big to us, are nothing to him. My big problems are nothing compared to a big God. You feel me? So rest in that, sis. It worked out beautifully before, and it will work out beautifully again. So, as someone that has textured and curly hair, I'm excited to share Clairol's Textures and Tones came out with a permanent color range specifically for curly and coily hair types. Say hello to the improved formula and new look while preserving curls and shine. With 12 shades of brilliant intense color, no ammonia, and stacked with argan and olive oil to deliver some much needed moisture and vibrancy to your hair. So if you're my girl that likes a little color to spice up your look from time to time, the new Clairol Textures and Tones was designed with texture and color specialists, and it was created with you in mind. Clairol's mission is simple: to make every woman feel beautiful and confident and help her live colorfully through accessible and easy to use products. Save your time and your money and give yourself a new hairdo, because it's not the hair color you were born with, but the hair color you were meant to be. Clairol, it is so me. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. We are all dealing with something that stresses us out. It can be big things and even the smallest of things. And if we keep them bottled up and not talk about them in a safe space, it can start to affect us negatively. But therapy can be a safe space to get things off of your chest and to identify what's really weighing you down and how to fix it. I've always been a very big advocate for therapy, and if you are personally thinking of giving therapy a try, I think you should try BetterHelp. Everything is done online, and it's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. You just fill out a brief questionnaire and get matched with a licensed therapist. It is that simple. Something I learned during a therapy session is no matter how big or small the situation is, if it bothers you, it matters. And sitting down talking about my issues, big or small, helps me figure out how to work through them. Get things off of your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/slay today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/slay. For 10% off your first month. One thing my dad always tells me is, sweetheart, you have to let God be God. And I don't know about y'all, but I like to be in control of things. My name is Ashley, and I like to be in control. I want to know the outcome, how it's going to end before I even start. I want things to go my way when I want them to go my way. And it doesn't work like that. In fact, it doesn't work like that at all. And I don't know if you've ever felt this way before, but you can literally drive yourself mad with replaying the same scenarios in your mind, worrying about something, anxious about what you think is about to happen or might happen or might not happen, concerned it's not going to go the way that you planned, and we'll drive ourselves crazy trying to control something we cannot possibly control. For those of you that love a little gospel and spiritual music, I know Maverick City had us all by the throat for a little while, but there's still something about those old gospel songs. And this song I'm going to mention isn't old, but it's up there. My mom would listen to it a lot during her divorce with my dad, and we'd be in the car and I just look over at her and she'd have tears in her eyes and sing this song out loud. It's called Stand by Donnie McClurkin. Y'all know who that is? I hope you do. But there's this part of the song where he says, stand. When there's nothing left for you to do, you just stand and watch the Lord see you through. After you've done all that you can, you just stand. Sis, it will happen in due time. Change is coming. And everything you are currently worried about, frustrated about, scared of, will work itself out. Everything will be okay. My low GPA at the time was all I could do. choosing to go to community college and catch the bus, even though my friends were living it up at universities, and I felt ashamed and less than because I wasn't, but choosing to just keep going was all I could do. Letting go and saying, hey, this is all I've got. I did everything I could do. This is where I am. I'll try again in 2 years was all I could do. But then God does what He does best. He comes through. He always comes through, boo. No matter what you're doing right now with your life, sis, what you're working on or working towards, God always comes through. I have to remind myself that daily, that even though my stuff is big to me, it is never too big for Him. And when I'm feeling the highest of highs or the lowest of lows, that all things will continue to work together for my good. All things will continue to work together for your good, sis. It has been done before and it will happen again. And sometimes the things that you want, the things that you dream of, the things that you pray for has to feel impossible so that you can see the things that you want, the things that you dream of, what you pray for is in fact possible. That's it for today's podcast, boo. If you love the Slay Girl Slay podcast, be sure to give us a rating and your feedback at the end of this episode. We'd love to hear from you. Be sure to learn more about our girl gang and the Slay Girl Slay book club in the links provided in the description. Follow us on social media at Slay Girl Slay on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. And come visit us on our website at www.slaygirlslay.com. I can't wait for our next girl chat, so please believe we will chat soon, boo. Peace.